So we'll come up for breath and speak out two ha'orois as it relates to today's daf. The first is a dvar agada. The second, we'll go back to heter agunois, both short ha'orois. We're already at the point that we're making a sikkum. So the Gemara told a fascinating story. This girl fell into a bar agadol, and everybody was very, very concerned. So they went to the gadol adar, the davener, the tzaddik of the dar, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, and they told him what happened. So the first time they came to him, the shari shayna, he told him, shalom, svetzayin good. The second time, svetzayin good. The third time, he said, everything is okay. The kachava, when the girl emerged from the bar hagadol, which was shalika dar chateva, they asked her, tell me, how did you come out alive? Amr loif, she told him, zachar shal rechelim nizdaminli, v'zokain manhigai. There was an aisle with an old man, and they together pushed me out. So who was this ayil, and who was this old man? Rashi says, the zachar shal rechelim, ze eloi shal Yitzchak. This was none other than the ayil of Yitzchak. The zokain echad manhigai was Avram Avin. If you look at the Marsha and the Chedushi Agadis, this Gemara is also a Gemara Masechtes Bava Kama Daf Nun, and you look in the Pnei Yeshua in Bava Kama Daf Nun, and the Aruch Laner right here in Masechtes Yevamis, the Gedolei Achronim, they all mutch a little bit to try to understand why was it that Avram Avinu was the one that came and saved Bito Yishal Nechunya Ish Choyfe Shichin. And why was it that the Isle of Avram Avinu, Evo Yishal Yitzchak, somehow resurfaced and emerged? Ayin Shom, a lot of beautiful different pshatim. But just one ha'ara. This is mamash a digression, but it's gishmak. And that is, Avram Avinu was able to emerge, that we can understand. Because even though Avram Avinu had passed away, but tzadikim b'misasam kruim chayim, and the fact that Avram Avinu can make an appearance to the daughter of Nechunya Chayfashichin is nishkan grei sakasha. The fact that Eloi Shel Yitzchok made an appearance, that l'chair is already a little bit of a different ha'ara. How was the Isle alive? The Isle was slaughtered by the Akedah. So if the Isle was slaughtered, how did the Isle make it out alive? Now the truth is that we know that the Isle of Yitzchok emerged throughout Jewish history. But that's different parts of the Isle that emerged. It's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer and Perek Lamed Aleph from Chanina ben Doisa Omer. Ironically, that ayil, there was no part of it that went levatola. Efrei shal ayil, hu yisoy shal gabim mizbeach apnimi, gidav shal ayil, those not the 10 harp strings of David HaMelech's kinar, the oirei shal ayil, that was the gartel that Eliyahu Navi used to wear, the karnav of the ayil, these are the shofars. The left one was the shofar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used al Har Sinai. The right one is bigger than the left one, and that's the one that asad l'tkaya bay la'asad l'abay bit kibbutz goliyah sh'nebav ahoy bay emahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. A beautiful pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, but this is all describing the different body parts that were remaining from the ayil after the ayil had already had been killed. Over here it sounds a little bit like Zohar Shal Re'chelem, that there was a real ayil that came, and this ayil was somehow instrumental, together with none other than Avram Avinu, to save the daughter of Nechunya Chayfashichin. So I'm not really sure what the answer is, but mi inyan le inyan ba oisa inyan. It's interesting that this ayil, the ayil shal Avram, we know defied Teva. How do we know that? Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that there were 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. One of the 10 things was Eloi Shel Avram Avinu, which means that the Ayil of Avram Avinu was created literally on the 6th day of creation. Now, there's Machlokes Rishonim what that means. Some say that it doesn't mean that the actual Ayil was created on that day. What it means is it was already the Gzeira that one day this Ayil would be around. But there are others that say, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his Lachem Shemayim and others, that are Mefarish, Kipshutai, no, Eloi Shel Avram Avinu was created on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes, that very, very first week of creation. Yet, Avram Avinu took this ayil and he brought it as a carbon 2,000 or so years later. So it's clear that this ayil defied nature because it was around for 2,000 years, which is something that al pi derech hateva couldn't be possible. So already you see this ayil is not a regular ayil because this ayil was able to live for 2,000 years. No, if it was able to live 2,000 years, maybe that's the teretz. It was able to reemerge. But I'll tell you a davar nifla that I saw recently in the Megadim Chadashim from Agoyin Hagadol Rav David Yoel Weiss Shlita. And that is, he said that there's another animal that you find in Jewish history that somehow defined Teva, that it was able to make it, and it was able to drezach, and it was around for a very, very long time. And that's also based on a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. It's also on Perek Lamed Aleph. The context over there is the Akedah. And the Pasuk says, Vayashkim Avram Ba'boiker, Vayachvosh Es Chamoiroi. So the Pasuk says, the Chamor that Avram Avinu rode to go to the Akedah, Hu HaChamor Ben HaAsoin Shenivres Ben Hashmoshes. It's the Chamor that's the son of the Asoin that was created Ben Hashmoshes. The Mishnah, that same Mishnah, Pirkei Avos says, Asor Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes Ve'eluhim Pia Aretz Pia Be'er U'Pi Ha'Asoin. There was an Asoin, a donkey, a female donkey that was also created Bein Hashmashes. The Chamar that Avram Avinu rode was the son of the Asoin that was created Bein Hashmashes. Shenema Vayashkem Avram Baboyker Vayachvosh Es Chamar. Hu HaChamar Sherochav Olav Moshe Bevoil Mitzrayim. This was also the Chamar that Moshe Rabbeinu rode into Mitzrayim. Shenema Vayikach Moshe Es Ishtev Es Bonav Egoimer. Hu HaChamar Sheosid Ben David Lirkav Olav. And this is also the Chamar that Mashiach Ben David's going to ride. Shenema Gili Ma'od Bas Siyoin Hari Bas Yerushalayim Hinei Malkech Yovoy Loch Tzadik V'noisha Hu Oni V'roichev Al Chamar V'al Ayer Bein Asoinois. That Mashiach is an Oni V'roichev Al Chamor, and what's that Chamor? It's the same Chamor that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote into Mitzrayim, and it's the Chamor that Avram Avinu wrote to the Akedah, and it's the son of the Asoin that was Nivres Bein Hashmashes. But the bottom line is you see here there was a Chamor that also was able to define nature, that was able to be around for such a long time. The same Chamor that Avram Avinu rode to the Akedah is the Chamor that Moshe Rabbeinu rides into Mitzrayim, and it's the Chamor of Oni, Erev Nida Yevamis. It's the same exact Chamar. So how is it possible? So you have two animals that somehow defined physics. You have the Eloi Shal Yitzchak, that's, by the way, appearing in our Gemara, Afilu La'achar P'tir Asoi, and then you have this Chamar. So how is it possible? So David Yoel said a dover nifla ad lamoi. He said that Yesh Loimar. Maybe the Pshat is like this. The Pshat is that we know that before Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, there wasn't supposed to be any Misa in the world. Person was supposed to live forever. What happened? Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and as a result, there were Klolos that descended to the world, and the most notable Klolo was there would be Misa. People wouldn't live forever anymore. People would now die. It came about as a result of the fact that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. So here's the question. Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, so all men should die. Chavit ate from the Eitz Hadas. All women should die. The Nachash maybe ate from the Eitz Hadas. All the Nachashim should die. But what about all the other animals? Why do they die? Mechtesa. Because Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, a Misa came to the world, even to those behemoths and chayas. But the truth is it's a medrash. It's a Breishis Rabbah. It's Yud Teshe. The Breishis Rabbah says as follows. After Adam and Chavit ate from the Eitz Hadas, here's the rest of the story. Hechilo esa behemo. Vesachaya vesa'ifis. He started feeding all the behemoths, the chayas, and the oifis. Hakol shamula, everybody listened. Chutzmi, oif echad. There was one bird that didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Ushmoy choyl. And the name of this bird was choyl. Hadohu dechsiv. That's pshan in the pasuk in Iyev. Chof tes yud ches. Vechachoyl arbe yomim. That choyl has gewaldige arichas yomim. Why? Because choyl was the one oif that didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. The reason all the animals died, then is because they ate from the Eitz Hadas too. And once they ate from the Eitz Hadas, so it was nigzar, them and their offspring, like Adam and Chav and their offspring, would all die. But the gzeiras misa on all the behemoths and the chayas happened because they themselves ate from the Eitz Hadas. So Rabbi Yoyawai said, when did the Avera of the Eitz Hadas happen? It happened on Friday, the first day that Adam and Rishon were created. It's Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Shal Rishon this, Shal Shni that. That's when they ate from the Eitz Hadas. The Asoinoi, the Asoin that was the parent, the mother, of the Chamar that Avram Avinu rode to the Akedah, and the Moshe Rabbeinu rode into Mitzrayim, and that Mashiach, who's going to be Oni, Erev Nid Yevamis, is going to be Roichav Al HaChamar, that Chamar had, that Asoin had not been born at the time of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. If it wasn't born at the time of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, it didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Eloi Shel Avram was also not born yet at the time of the Tchet of the Eitz Hadas. How do we know that? Because Eloi Shel Avram was also one of the Asar Dvarim that was created by Nashmoshes. So if that's the case, these two things weren't around at the time of the Eitz Hadas. They were like the Choyl that didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. If they didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas, they didn't have the Gzeiras Misa. Everything else was an offspring of something that it eaten from the Eitz Hadas. But here you have these two creatures that were created Yesh Me'ayim Bein Hashmoshes. It's not the Enochel from a Chamor that was created a day earlier. No. This is a Yesh Me'ayim. So they never ate from the Eitz Hadas. If they never ate from the Eitz Hadas, they're Kachoyl Arba Yomim. Kachoyl Arba Yomim. That's why you have Eloi Shel Avram Avinu was able to be Marach Yomim V'shonim. And that's why you have this Chamor that's going to be around, that's going to mamish, it's going to bring Mashiach Omi V'roichav Al HaChamor. And it's all, how is it possible? It's possible because they didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. And because they didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas, it's the Kachoyl Arba Yomim, like that Oif Choyl. That's why, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, they're able to be Mayruch Yom Mamish Niflo. That's the first story.